You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number three, as always, we thank you for joining us. Continue to talk about little Pels, little NBA overall. I'm interested to find out how many people are actually going to be watching the NBA playoffs as it continues here as well. We'll touch on that. A little college baseball from last night. Got some teams still back in action tonight. Saints, the signing from yesterday with P.J. Williams, plus your phone calls and more after we welcome you officially to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more that, what, that camera Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
It is Shock G, the Digital Underground. Letting you know that you've made it to halftime, as I like to call it, of your work week. The weekend right around the corner. Looking forward to Saturday. St. Matthews has asked me to be a celebrity judge for the crawfish cook-off. Jordan, you're upset. You're not invited. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and healthiness forever.
Maybe one day you'll reach salsa celebrity status, as I like to call myself. You know, like salsa? Mild. My old celebrity status. Get it? See what I just did there?
If I'm going to be a celebrity, I'm going to do it big.
Yeah, well, that, again, it's why you're not there. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in. Saw Frank was up there and he must have dropped off there. We'll go to him. Give us a call right back. 800-998-1003. Handful of topics we've thrown out there. One of the questions we threw out there as well. Is Drew Brees still the best player on the Saints roster? Didn't say important. I think that's a different question. I do think he is the most important, vital, as Jeff Duncan would say. Talk to us in hour number two. But who's the best, most talented player on the roster? Who is it? I'm arguing Alvin Kamara. On defense, I said who was the best and most important. I think Cam Jordan is the best, most important. I'm arguing DeMario Davis. I think the Saints defense became a better run-stopping defense because of him, and I think it helped all the way overall. The cover to pass, could make plays side to side. I think it added. I'm not at all saying Michael Thomas didn't. He's dependent, though, right? He's dependent just by the position. And I understand a running back, too. You got to get him the ball, but I can get him the ball little more different ways, and I think he has something that Michael Thomas doesn't. And again, I'm not ripping the guy. I think he's one of the best receivers in the league. The thing he doesn't have, though, is the breakaway speed. Like, you don't see Michael Thomas catch a 3-yard pass and take it to the house. He's good. I'm not saying he can't outrun some. Alvin Kamara can always take it to the house. Handful of ways, anyway. Pick him up. Put him on any team in the NFL right now, that offense is better. Immediately. I'm not saying Michael Thomas wouldn't be. Dependent on a good quarterback, though. I don't mean that in a bad way. Right? The better the quarterback, the better Michael Thomas is going to be. Guy's going to get open. He's going to catch everything. It's going to make a quarterback better. But I think Alvin Kamara, I mean, name me some teams. And I'm telling you, it's going to make their offense completely better. You put them in motion, it switches how defenses look at you, what the linebacker does, what the corner does, everything. Safety. Can line them up against the, you know, a linebacker opposite or next to the tight end. You can put them in motion. You can put them in a slot. I can hand the ball off to him. He can run it between the tackles. He can run it on the outside. It's Alvin Kamara to me. And I've argued in the past, I think he could be the face of this franchise. He's marketable. Guy is great with the fan base in the city. Lives in it. Breathes it. Eats it. Means you see him. They're in the postseason and stuff. I know Brian and I were going back and forth. Guy has his own, like, backpack clothing line and stuff. I mean, it was great. He's totally embedded himself here. I think you're going to see a lot from him, especially with this Jay. We're talking a little bit about that here as well. Also, we're having a little fun about how the Pelicans can increase their luck. Jordan, 20 total things that you can do with your luck. We have gone through 10 of them. Because, again, on Tuesday, May 14th, we're going to have a fun show. Tuesday, May 14th, we're going to do everything we humanly possibly can to bring as much positive and good juju into the city to exude out over into New York where the ping pong ball lottery will take place and for the Pels to win. Remember, do not forget tonight what you're doing. You are rooting for per the Bird Rights at the Bird Rights, the way to follow them on Twitter. How you root tonight, real simple. If you want the Pels to move up into seventh in sole possession, that's in seventh worst. Lose to the Hornets tonight. Wizards beat the Bulls, and the Mavericks beat the T-Wolves. And they write root accordingly. By the way, the Hornets 0-3 on this road trip. Got three games left. They're behind, or three games back of the eighth spot in East. So they're still playing for playoff spot. Good! Good, Jordan. Something to play for in Charlotte. 137-90, they lost on Sunday to Golden State. Kemba Walker, 47 points. He's been playing well, fantastic. Hope he has another 47 points tonight. Because I want players to have good success. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Part of the, you know, exactly. Wishing upon good.
Pels, meanwhile, have lost 10 of 12. AD dealing with back spasms, maybe out the rest of the season with that. And as I've said already to start the show, it's the worst case of back. It needs to be the worst case of back spasms has ever had. Does that make sense? I mean, we wouldn't want him running down the court all of a sudden. Back spasm! Running along the base side to catch an alley-oop. Back spasm! You know, we don't need any of that. So let's just play it safe. And, you know, you're done the rest of the year. Make sense to you?
Perfect sense.
Good. All right. Let's go through number 11 here. We've gone through 1 through 10. Just go through 1 through 10, just the names. Just the names.
So the 10 that we went over already are 1, fail more.
Mm-hmm.
2, examine the choices you made. 3, prioritize speed over greed. 4, expect good things to happen. 5, do more good and more good will come your way. 6, make a plan. 7, be generous. 8, consider increasing luck as a two-step process. 9, hire people with a stellar character. And 10, invest in tomorrow.
Okay. So now number 11.
Work hard with good people.
We were kind of talking about this a little bit earlier, but one of the numbers went through 10 there, right? Was hire good people. I mean, you got to be around good people. And good people, meaning that they'll be willing to do things if they're invested. People will work harder and longer if they feel they're treated right. People will work for you if they feel that it's actually helping the product and if they're invested. I've always said that. You know, pick a company, any company, pick a job, any job. If you feel you're valuable and you're valued, you don't look at the clock. People that look at the clock aren't happy. Right?
Correct.
I mean, Joey, what do I normally do around 2:56 every single day? I'm like, well, where did the time go? I don't want to end. I don't want this show to end.
I was going to say, take a nap.
Yeah, take a nap. Well, that's true. I wouldn't mind taking a nap some days. But I look forward to it. Like, I can't wait. I like what I do. I enjoy what I do. But, you know, if you don't have that enjoyment, it makes it hard. It just makes it hard. Next.
So this is, I think, something that everybody can do.
Right.
Invest in your team.
What does it say under that?
It says, as far as luck goes, one cannot win at business without some level of risk and investment. Companies succeed due to more than a product. It takes an investment in the future by surrounding oneself with the right team to meet the business goal.
I mean, I think everyone should copy and paste that and post it somewhere where you can see in the mirror when you wake up in the morning. Because that is so true, right? I mean, in so many different areas. But when you read and you hear they're investing in your team, that's not just the money in the players that you're doing it. And I've said this before when it comes to the Pels. When I say invest in your team, ask yourself, why are you sharing resources with the Saints staff? There's only one reason. You want to save money. Right? Let's be honest. I mean, let's be honest. Why is one marketing team doing both teams? And are you compensating that individual accordingly? More importantly, it's just reality on this. When you have so little time that you're asking to do too much in that time. And I've said this already before. How you market, how you view, how you push, how you cover, how you present an NFL team is completely different than how you do so with an NBA team. Different market, different genres, generations, sexes, everything. Everything. You've been to Saints game, you've been to Pels game. How people dress and go to the game are completely different. Not even close. You go to be seen at the NBA. Culture, music, celebrityism, completely different in the NBA and NFL. You're not seeing movie stars on the sideline at a Saints game or in the front row in section 124, but you see them courtside at an NBA game. Right? You got money? I'm in a suite at a football game. I got money? I'm on the floor at an NBA game. Why do you want to be on the floor? To be seen. If you can't understand that basic premise and concept, you're going to have trouble selling tickets. You're going to have trouble understanding who you're trying to call and get in the building. I know Jimmy calls all the time and says, dude, I got dollar tickets to go up in the 300 level. Yeah, great. How do we treat the 300 level people that can't afford the 150 to sit close down and make them still enjoy that experience? Because I'm way up there. I'm not on the floor. I don't get that same sense and vibe. So that concession area up there, that whole environment up there, I need to make it nice. One of the better things they've done recently at the Smoothie King Center is they made that observation deck on one side.
The bar.
Make one on the other side. Do things like that, you know? Just because my ticket's $40 and not $140, I should still feel like I'm enjoying the game. I've always said this, and I get it. I understand just because of physics, right? When players give shoes or jerseys after the game or wristbands or the T-shirts, it's tough to give it. Now, I know sometimes they do have people go into the 300 level in between timeouts and giveaway shirts. But you need to do that. But that, again, that goes into investing in your team. Don't forget, fans are part of your team. Fans carry your message. Fans make it an environment in city where players want to go. Fans make it to where they live, eat, and breathe your product, your franchise. Saints fans, what do free agents say when they come here? Dude, it's a great. What do Saints players that were here a year or 2 years say? Dude, everywhere I go. Why? They're invested. Saints fans had a lot to do with the momentum to get a rule change in the owners' meetings. What did you see during Mardi Gras? Pick a parade, any parade. Pick a float, any float. They had beads with flags attached to them. They had marching clubs, dancing like blind referees. Your fans are part of your team. Invest in them. Invest in them by giving them access, giving them promotion, giving them a reason to go into it. It's not just about, hey, I signed this guy, he's going to help us win. That's great. They'll never see him. Even with AD, even with Drew Brees. Let's stick to Drew Brees. How many Saints fans have actually met Drew Brees? How many Saints fans have actually met Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara? I say this all the time that people want me to go get autographs for. I'm like, I can't. I get my credential pulled. Go to the mini camp open practice. Go to the training camp for open practices. The team signs autographs after practice, including Drew. Like, he does a great job. He wait. You've been there.
Yeah, we wait 45 minutes
yeah, sometimes.
Wait a while.
You wait at least 30. He goes and signs the entire length. But my point is, access. Do that. I thought it was great last week. Was it last week, right? Where they went to Aaron High School and had a practice?
That was the Pelicans.
Yeah. Pelicans. I thought it was great. Invest in your team. Invest in your youth.
Be seen.
Yeah. Invest in them.
I think that's part of AD's whole problem. Hey, he wasn't seen.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And I know for a fact that was a lot of what his parents had to say about it. And his former agent, I get it. Look, that is the organization's fault. Shoe deals and all that, that's your agent. But I said this, where do you ever see him? Where did you ever see him? And even to the point, do you see a lot of the Saints pictures and faces and players all around town? You know? And that's what I mean by that, is that hopefully it was an awakening. I say this as we go to break, and I'll continue to talk about this when we come back. But I've always said this. One of the best things you can do that I implore Gail Benson to do and Dennis Lausch and stuff, go to New York for a day or two. You know, make an afternoon or two of it. Go sit down with the league office. What are you guys doing? How do y'all market the league? Talk to me about social media. What's this Instagram? Just because you don't do it or don't know it, you know, tell me. I've said this before. Go to the Atlanta Hawks team page. There's a link at the very top. It's not difficult to find. I don't need to have 5 clicks to find it. Very easy and top. Click it. On your team, they have the entire roster, their pictures. And underneath each player is their Facebook profile, their Instagram account, and their Twitter handle. All right there, linked. Each player, you can follow them. And NBA players post stories and you know, there's pictures of them in the locker room, there's pictures of them on road trips, there's pictures of them at dinner. You feel like you're a part of it. My suggestion, the Saints and the Pels, welcome to the newer century. Embrace technology. Communicate. I'll explain and expound on that here in a quick sec. We come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I think Jordan just did a little 12-6 curveball, a little fastball just now. I'm practicing for the April 18th first pitch. We're at Shrine on Airline.
You had a invisible carver.
I am practicing. Look. And you play how you practice. Ain't that right, Joey? You play how you practice. So if I'm just up here throwing the ball to an imaginary catcher without mimicking holding said two-year-old.
You don't have the weight, though.
But it's the whole process of feeling like it.
No.
Get him wild thing.
Yeah.
You're going to drop Carver.
Well, I might practice later this afternoon. You want me to send you a video of it? I'll practice.
Poor Carver's going to go tumbling into the ground.
He's not going tumbling.
Either that or you throw your weight over yourself and
Joey,
you fall on top of him.
Should we have Rafael Esparza give us odds that I drop the child as I throw the first pitch?
It'd be fun if I can add. I don't think you drop
I'm
him
not
hard.
Dropping him.
Nah.
If I don't drop him during Mardi Gras catching beads,
well, just
I'm
make
not
sure
drop
you
drop him standing
well,
there.
Make sure you pitch from a bounce house. Just to be safe.
I mean, it's not like I'm bending completely over and touching the grass here. I mean, I'm just flicking
now.
The wrist, dude.
Sports Center.
What, Jordan?
Not top 10.
That's terrible.
Worst father of the year.
Not top 10?
No 30 for 30. It's a 10-minute section. It's a 10-second section.
When my life became this.
So, what were you thinking?
Yep.
Holding your child while throwing out the first pitch?
Yeah, Michael.
I wonder if I have to sign a waiver or something like that.
Carver might have to sign a waiver. I do.
I'm not going to drop him. Oh, no. It's the mound. It's not that far. I mean, it's not the canyon.
To Carver, it's long.
If I tumble, I mean, it won't be that bad. There's grass. It's soft. He'll be fine. If we both tumble, if he tumbles, I'm tumbling. Like, I'm not going to drop him. My arm is wrapped around him.
That
so
would be magical.
If he goes down, that means I'm slipping. Oh, did you say magical?
Yes.
Something's wrong with you.
You know the amount of views we would get on that? Man holding child throwing out first pitch tumbles.
Tumbles and falls.
And then he throws his carver instead of the ball.
Yep.
Oop, my bad.
Then he gets up and smacks me for dropping him.
Oh, that would go viral. Totally.
He's fine.
He'll be.
All right, so as we're going to break, we're talking about how you could be a little more innovative, and I was thinking about this. And again, some more free advice for you if you're listening over there on Airline Drive. There's no reason. It's an easy way to communicate with your fans. That's free because, you know, these organizations don't want to spend money. Again, you just said invest in your team.
Free.
Okay? Pelicans Instagram account. They have one. Have said representative, who's probably an intern who you're not paying, every day after practice when it concludes, 10 minutes, video chat, team
chat. Instagram live stream.
Yep.
That's simple.
Instagram live stream. Answer questions, communicate, talk, go back and forth with fans.
10 minutes.
Every player is required to do it, and you rotate them. It's that easy. Everybody gets on. It's great. And you promote the heck out of it. Do it during the game. Do it on your social media. Everyone knows, hey, next Tuesday, it's so-and-so, you know? Do it every Tuesday and Thursday. Do it twice a week.
This live chat is brought to you by
Acme
Oyster House.
Yep.
Anything.
Brought to you by somebody.
Anything.
Bingo. Done. I mean, it's simple. You have to communicate with, and look, and the reason I say Instagram and the reason why I say if I'm Gail Benson and Dennis Lausch, I get it. The older you are, the less you know with your technology. Go to a place that is doing that right now. Again, the NBA was first in streaming their games or putting their games in VR, virtual reality, putting cameras on the baseline, behind the backboard, like you're there at the arena. Go look at what's coming. Adam Silver, a couple months ago, you know this, right? Brian and Nola East and I were talking about this, and you showed me this. Unveiled technology, he thinks, in the 2020s. Joey, kind of took maybe your concept, but expanded on it. Fans are going to be allowed to change the players' jerseys with an app. It's digital, the jersey, and you can change the player's name. You can change the player's, you know,
number.
Yeah, but like it's gonna be like a color changing, name changing jersey that fans can interact with or something. You know, I mean, it's. But he had a press conference that unveiled technology they're working on for the 2020s to make their game, again, more connected to the fans. I am sending a contingent out there. Go visit NBA headquarters. What are you doing? What are we doing? What's worked this year? And I'm not saying they haven't, but I would. That's what you do, man.
Doesn't hurt to ask questions.
No. What are you doing? How are you doing it? You know? I mean, you can make this work.
I have a lot of ideas.
Do you? Give me the next number.
13.
Number 13.
Network like crazy.
Network like crazy. I think we just said that, right? Talk, communicate.
And kind of like how Jimmy's been doing.
Yeah.
Get people to go to games.
Yeah.
You know,
look,
fans.
San Antonio, and I get it. It's their team. You know, they don't have a football team and all that. I get that. But you can still, I still would for the, you know, heck of it. I would call each city, their head of marketing, whatever. Hey, what's the number one thing that you did this past year that worked? What's the number one thing you did that didn't? So, and I'd compile a list, and I would have 29 things that worked and 29 things that didn't.
So I'm doing it wrong.
Are you doing it wrong?
Well, I tell everybody, I dress up and say, hi, I'm from the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board here to check your meter. Yeah. And I take a selfie and I run, and usually the cops have got me at the end of the street.
Yeah, no.
But I said I know Jordan. They let me go.
Any kind of New Orleans municipalities, you probably don't say you belong to. But that's what I would do. Again, this is easy. Right?
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge of the Pelicans marketing, pick up the phone. You have a blue book like we do. Call each team's marketing guy. Hey, what's going on, man? It's so-and-so from the Pels. Dude, what was the number one promotion that y'all did this year? What was the one that you went, we lost our butts on that? What was that? Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's it.
Worst they could do is say no or hang up the phone.
And they're not going to.
Exactly.
They're not going to. They're
Pelicans ought to be easy to get, you know, autographs and pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and it's just,
right
I
now.
Mean, there's things that you can think of and do that. Next.
Be prepared. Number 14.
Imagine that. Be prepared. Yeah, look. Understand. But again, they do a lot of this on the football side. Next.
This one goes out to Ty Graffinini because he brought this up a few weeks ago.
Here it is. The
number
graph.
15. Keep away from energy vampires.
Energy vampires. He did come up with that phrase. You're right. Energy vampires.
I don't know if he came up with the phrase, but
well, I mean, did you come up with it on the show?
I mean,
did you?
No.
Okay. Don't take away.
I don't think he came up with the phrase like
you don't
altogether.
Know. How you know? You don't know.
I think it was just been a phrase.
Maybe they took it from Graf. You don't know.
I don't know if you should be doing the show or the draft lottery because you're an energy vampire.
I'm an energy vampire? You're the definition of an energy vampire.
I'm the little thing that they give at the bottom.
You're Count Succula. You just suck away the energy of a show.
I surround myself with talented, high character people who bring energy versus draining.
Yeah, that's me. Exactly right.
I bring energy.
No, you do the direct opposite.
You're better than C-SPAN.
You're the direct opposite.
I bring the energy.
I need a nap. I went to class today. I'm tired.
Yeah. Got to regain.
I tell you what, you're a walking can of Red Bull.
I mean, a lot of my energy goes to you.
Seriously. I mean.
Well, I have to take a nap because you mentally.
You know what?
It says, my energy, it gets drained because you're the energy vampire, so I have to take a nap.
Should be just a headband. Like, that should be your image. You should wear a headband of everything. Grab one of every color because basically there's so much energy, you're just constantly sweating. Travis, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
I know we're not talking about LeBron today.
There it is on Travis. What's going on, Travis?
Yeah, that is much bigger. I think, and I don't know, to be honest with you, I guess because Adam Silver just does a really good job of promoting everything else.
Right.
I mean, I know you were enjoying the discussing all the things that's going on, you know, with NBA. But, you know, in turn, when you actually look at NBA championships, you look at, you know, what's going on with those teams past, like, this year, there's not even a small market team that's won since the Detroit Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about how long ago that was. Like, that was a while. I mean, you can make an argument that it was Cleveland, but Cleveland had LeBron. I mean, that's a whole other story.
Right.
You know, the Detroit Pistons were the last small market team that you can honestly say won a championship. You know, people can say San Antonio, that's very top of it. It's like every team that's won when you've had that small market has had something. Like, you got Greg Popovich, you got great coaching. The Detroit Pistons had that great defense, and Cleveland had, you know, LeBron James. There's always some type of niche that kind of breaks the cycle. But the Pelicans have got to find theirs, and I just don't know what you can do at this particular point, because right now it just seems like everybody just needs to tread water until everyone disperses for Golden State.
Right. Like, look, I hear what you're saying, and you bring up an interesting point, but let me ask you this, okay? I agree with you on this aspect of it, that I think big markets, you know what? We need to do a show, Travis, call it Myth or Fact of Big Markets in Sports. Because I think it's interesting when you look at it like that. Because you're right when you start saying, hey, big markets have been winning it. You're right. Okay? So Golden State twice, Cleveland and Golden State. 2014, San Antonio. And in 2013 mm-hmm. and 12 was Miami. Dallas in 11. Mm-hmm. Lakers 10 mm-hmm. and 9. Boston in 8. San Antonio in 7. I'm just going to 2000. Miami, San Antonio, Detroit, to your point, 2004. San Antonio and the Lakers, 2002, 2001, 2000. So there you go. Now, I would argue that those teams in the big markets, did they win because they were a big market, or did they get players that came into the big markets? Here's what I'm getting at. You drafted Kobe Bryant. You did trade mm-hmm. for Shaq in L.A. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's another big market? Boston. They went out and traded for a bunch of players and put together a big team. Remember?
Yeah.
Miami yep. was what? They got LeBron. They put together the big three. Dallas. Mm-hmm. They won one with Dirk Nowitzki, who's been there the entire year. He's a Hall of Famer. One guy. One right. championship. That's it, though. Golden State, which is Frisco, right in the Oakland area. But those guys yep. came because they were drafted, right? The majority yep. of the Durant's the only guy that's the outsider. Green, Thompson, Curry were drafted. So, yes, big cities, big markets won, but they won with guys that they drafted. And Miami won because LeBron came to them to join Dwayne Wade, a Hall of Famer. And Boston won, big city, big market, because they put together Kevin Garnett. They put together Ray Allen from Milwaukee. You get what I'm getting at? So, and that was only one. That was only one. So, yes, big markets have won it, Travis, but they've won it because most of their talent's been homegrown.
I mean, I agree with that statement, Gus. To me, it's like I want to say it's a different age of basketball. And I feel like that's going to hurt the Pels as well.
Right.
I feel like someone's going to say, and someone's going to bring up, what about Toronto? With Toronto, that's Kawhi.
Yeah.
I mean, if they lose Kawhi, what are they? They're in the same boat. I mean, you can bring up the Greek Freak. And I think that the one thing that Milwaukee's going to be able to hold on him is loyalty, because mm-hmm. because what he was when he drafted him, I mean, he was almost nothing. I mean, you know, they drafted him on pure potential, and he's excelled at his potential. But he's also, and I don't want to sound bad when I say it, but he's a foreign player, and it tends to be foreign players to stick with their team when they're drafted by the team. They actually really hate leaving their team. They don't like to be uprooted. They like to stay with their team. So it's like you have to find a bunch of foreign players who want to play for New Orleans and who want to play there. But it to me, it's more along the lines as well as when you have a big market team, it's easy to go out there and recruit other good role players rather than picking off the bunch of, you know, the bottom half of the grid. gets the elite half of the grade, so to speak.
Right. No, I'm with you 100% on that, man. Look, like I said, I that's why I don't know if that's specifically why I'm rooting for Milwaukee to win this year. I just like to see it. It'd be a great story to sort of see, you know, with a lot of those teams. But that's why I do think, especially in the NBA, and again, we keep talking about digital properties and the way things are. If you're good, they'll find you. And look, Chris Paul got his signature shoe here in New Orleans. He didn't get it once he left for L.A. So he got it here. I remember he unveiled it. I remember going to the presser over at the arena, you know, talking about how he had the little bowling pins on there because he liked the bowl. I mean, I remember all that. He won, you know, an Olympic gold medal here in New Orleans. And again, look across the parking lot, Travis. The New Orleans Saints have won a Super Bowl. Yeah. They've been a winning franchise. They are, a free agent destination. Why? Because they win. Because they win. And they have good leadership. And they have people that are in place to make it sure that it wins. So it's all about the people, Travis. If you get the right people involved, people will go there, man. Because look, in today's day and age, dude, you're going to see this, Travis. It's coming. It's coming when free agency starts. Everybody's a max player in the NBA. Everybody thinks they deserve their money. So you're going to get paid wherever, and you're going to win if the right system is in place. And you kept bringing up San Antonio because of Popovich. What that guy's done there, it's been spectacular. You've been to San Antonio? Not much. He made
it
there.
They need a cap, honestly. Basketball just needs something to
cap. I do think a hard cap like the NFL would absolutely. I think Major League Baseball needs that as well. Thanks, bud. Appreciate the phone call. As always, I love Travis, man, when he calls. Randy, going to come to you right after the break. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa know-how.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Come on by, have a little lunch with us. I promise you, you'll love the wings. The wraps are delicious as well. Happy hour specials, 3 to 7 each and every day. That includes the weekend. And don't forget, next Tuesday we'll be over at the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic in Ellendale Country Club. It's the day you can play with the it's the Pro-Am day. You can play with the future PGA stars, plus fight the cause against cancer. So you can support that. TGMC.com. You can also get the info on next Friday's event, which is a glow golf tournament. Randy, thanks for holding on. What you got for us, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, bud?
Thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah. I want to talk about college football for a second. Is that okay?
Say that again?
I said I just wanted to talk about a little college football for a second.
Yeah, sure. Okay? Go ahead.
So I read this story on Bleacher Report today, and I also heard that they were talking about this morning, T-Bob was, about Vince McMahon and the XFL in the 2021, about the exceptional good kids that are in college, and they're not old enough to go to the NFL yet, but are really good. And they're going to offer them up to $200,000 to play.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know if you read that or not, I don't know if that would work, but do you think a kid like, say, Stingley or the quarterback from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, or, you know, they have a really good receiver, too, who actually the article was on, who they asked the question to, and they brought it up to him. I think his last name was Ross. And they said, you know, basically, you know, instead of, you know, you playing 3 years, you know, you can play 1 year and then, you know, come make $200,000 and then go on to the NFL. So do you think that, one, that would work? And two, do you think that they will kind of get lost in the limelight, you know, more than, you know, playing in big ACC games, SEC games, national championship games, playoff games, you know, things of that nature?
Now, you talking about specifically football or basketball?
Football.
Yeah, right.
College football.
I think the difference is the sport is just physical size. Very, very few kids, man, can go out of high school and go play against men.
Right, they're very exceptional.
I think that's still going to be like that. I mean, yeah, exactly. Look, even what you're referring to Stingley here as well, I mean, I have a hard time believing you can go from, you know, playing high school football or Emory going from Destrehan High School and then he's going to try to, you know, play against the Saints defense. I mean, I just, you know, look, I do think, especially in college football, the coaching, the weightlifting, the fact that your body gets bigger and stronger, I just don't know if there's any way that you can, you know, get that anywhere else. And, you know, if you're looking at it as an alternative now, if the XFL is going to say you can do it for 3 years and then move on, you know, like it's a 3-year commitment or contract.
Like straight out of high school.
Fine.
Like
you know, right. But that's now $600,000. And again, I just think at the end of the day, are you going to have the same notoriety that you're going to get if you play big time college football? You understand what I'm saying? Like, are you going to get the kind of exposure you get if you're
right,
one of the top cats at one of the top schools or one of the top conferences, you know, like you do in college football? Are you going to get the same treatment? Look, I still remember, dude, I want to say we're going on almost 10 years. I remember taking the tour whenever they opened up that new facility, the LSU football facility. I was blown away.
Blown away.
Blown away,
yep, me too.
Randy, because it's night and day better than the Saints. Like, it's, I'm
right.
Serious.
It's better than an airline.
I'm telling you, the kids that are playing in Alabama, when they get to their NFL facility, they're going to go, oh boy, it's not even close.
I'm going to have to go get me a gym membership.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's from the weight room. I mean, what Alabama's is like 100,000 square feet. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's insane. It's two stories. Every workout plate has the logo. I mean, it's insane. And like I said, I mean, even at Tulane, you walk in, there's a smoothie department. I mean, I remember going to LSU and like, hey, you want your smoothies? You have like your own smoothie king inside of it of student athlete workers whose jobs to make smoothies for these kids of all the protein powders you want. If you've ever been to a GNC, that's not cheap. So, I mean, trust me when I tell you, you're eating the best you will ever eat while you're in college at a top program. You're working out the best you will ever work out at a top college program, and you're living better than you ever will at a top college program. I can promise you that before you go out in the real world and try to do that. So I do think that avenue is probably good for some kids, but your top guys that are going to your top schools like your Ohio States and Bama and LSU. You mentioned Stingley as one. I'll throw in Emory and stuff. I think they're still going to college football. Because look, you're going to get more if you get higher in the draft. And one of the top ways you get higher in the draft is you go win, you go play at a big program in school, and you get the best coaching. And the best coaching normally comes from some of the top programs because they can afford to pay the better coaches. Does that make sense?
Well, my biggest thing is too, Gus, is, you know, you got to realize they're still kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're still kids. And $200,000 might sound a lot, you know, to a kid, but I think the coach is going to sit down and tell them, look, you know, you might make $200,000, $400,000, but you're going to be making, you know, your signing bonus is going to be $5 to $6 million, you know, yeah, if you're really that good, you know, coming out.
And here's the other thing, Randy, is I got to hit this break here. There's something to be said, man, and I talked to Jordan a little bit about this yesterday, about just the college experience, man. There's nothing like it, from the band to the revelry to playing with your team and having those, you know, that the pageantry that comes with it. I mean, there's something to that, man. I mean, listen to Devin White. Listen to a lot of these top players that come out of LSU to say the same thing. There's nothing like that, man. You're never going to get that again. Even though Rams-Saints was a big game, even though a Monday night game was a big, it's not the same as being on a college atmosphere. Now, maybe I'm saying that because it's not my job like it is for these kids in college, and I'm saying that because I didn't get a chance to do it. So I see it from a fan perspective, but I think there's something to be said to be able to play that. And I don't know if $200,000 is worth that. So, I don't know.
If it was my son, I would tell him to go to college.
Especially if
you're getting education, too.
Let me tell you something, Randy. If Nick Saban's recruiting him, you better say
that. No, absolutely. All right, Gus.
All right, my friend. Take care. Thank you so much. Quick break. We come back. I'm going to have a quick chat with Ed Daniels. We'll wrap up. Matt Moscona, top of the hour. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
The Gavery Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gavery Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gavery and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
He's the sports director over at Channel 26 at WGNO Sports. A way to follow him over on Twitter, Mr. Ed Daniels. Ed, how are you this afternoon?
Gustavo, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for joining us simply because I want to make sure that guys like Jordan the intern and others at 10:15 tonight. Jordan, what are you doing tonight at 10:15?
I'm probably going to be going to sleep.
Nope. You got to stay awake because, Ed, 10:15, I'm joining you over at Sports Zone over on WGNO to talk a little deportes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Are we going to talk about how you have the same number of losses, your dreaded Cardinals in my cubby? Same losses.
Well, you know what? And Milwaukee won again today, buddy. So. Yeah, you know, I think the Cardinals and the Cubs better get real busy. Real quick.
No doubt about it. Hey, man, there's so much to really get into, and I know a lot of times when football ends, people sort of look at it as really a dead time in sports. But man, when you take a look at just the storylines from what's up with LSU basketball, Saints, I mean, the dates have come out. The 22nd, they get going. May 21st, it's OTAs. You got what's going on with the Pels, what's going to happen before May 14th, the draft lottery there with only four games remaining there. It's a lot of storylines kind of going on, not to mention college baseball. We saw what happened at the lakefront yesterday.
Right. Well, you know, that was a big win for UNO. I think that was the Stanchion's first home run of the year. Is that right, Rob?
Yep.
Stanchion's first home run of the year. So, boy, that was – and they won some dramatic games against Tulane there, especially over the last few years. So, big win for UNO. I was a hotly contested game. I was out there for quite a while last night. Really enjoyed it. As far as Will Wade is concerned, you know, I think the odds are – that he will not return, Gus, but I think the door is open that that's still a possibility. Now, I don't know how that happened, but, you know, I've heard varying things about that, anywhere from no way to yes, it's still a possibility. So, you know, I don't really know what to make of it, to say of it, you know, for certainty in any concrete fashion as to what's going to happen there.
And I mean this respectfully, but you've been around a little longer than I have, and you remember the days of obviously when Tulane basketball was something else around here. I remember them going to Southern Miss when I was in school and just whooping us up. Ron Hunter, the new coach over there, Caleb Daniels, reportedly going to transfer. Do you think Tulane basketball can win again? That's a tough conference.
Well, I mean, you know, look, I don't think the conference is as good as it was a few years ago, but yes, they can win. But, you know, I mean, there's some inherent disadvantages there, too. I mean, I don't think the building helps them at all, to be honest with you, in today's college game to have to recruit players to play in there. I don't really think that's a help. But I mean, you know, can he get players in school? Can he keep them in school? Will they allow him to get junior college guys? Will he go after graduate transfers? Look, it's all about recruiting. And you know, when Perry Clark came in, you know, he brought the guys in. He got the players in there. Anthony Reed, Honeycutt, you know, and I'm talking about guys in Louisiana, Kim Lewis. You know, he was able to bring Rayshard Allen from John Arad, able to bring outstanding players into the game. And I think the one thing that you have to do if you're a two-line coach is that you have to recruit very, very well. And it's a hard thing to do. I know Ed Conroy worked very hard at it. And had some good players who, by the way, transferred and went elsewhere and turned out to be good players. But it's not an easy job, Gus. That's why in the history of the school, they've been playing basketball for over 100 years. They've only been to three NCAA tournaments.
60 seconds here, and I'm sure you're going to talk about it in the next couple of days. Biggest thing you're going to be paying attention to Saturday for LSU spring game?
Well, I mean, you know, I'll be watching the game, Gus, to be honest with you, and I'll be there. But to be honest with you, you know, Ed Ogeron said it's going to be very basic. So no matter what we see, I wouldn't draw many conclusions from it because I think it's going to be as vanilla and as garden variety a spring game as LSU has played in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I mean, it's just promise me you won't be tweeting every 5 seconds if a ball is completed or incomplete and overreacting.
No, I'm not going to do that. But what I'm saying is, look, yeah, everybody in the league is watching. All right,
right.
So
no,
they're not going to show us any of their offense.
Exactly. No, I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you. No, but I just, you know what I'm talking about. You see sometimes on social media they cover it like it's, you know, the Florida game. I'm just take a breath.
I understand. And look, same thing with Tulane. Tulane is only going to play their starters maybe one series in their spring game on the 13th.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ed, looking forward to chatting with you today.
All right, buddy. Have fun, yeah? Talk to you tonight.
Sports Zone 1015 over in WGNO Channel 26. That's Ed Daniels at WGNO Sports. The way to follow over on Twitter. Jordan, the intern, good job today.
I appreciate that, Gus.
Look at that. See? I did something for you. Exactly. Well, I got to work on that soon. Sports Hangover continues tomorrow. We'll be live at Vinny's at 12 o'clock. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Matt Moskonen after further review is up next. Thanks for tuning us in on ESPN New Orleans.